Tea Party, Cowboy Carter edition.
That's right. We are currently glammed up, slightly unhinged, and on our way to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour stop here in Houston.
This is a special split episode. Right now, we're giving you pre-show energy, outfit stress, delusional predictions, and the songs that we need to hear.
And then we'll be back post-show with our full review, emotional damage, and whether or not we ascended, which I probably will, just throwing that out there.
Also, we're here in person.
I am so excited. Y'all, it's been two years? Probably since we started.
Yeah, the first episodes of the podcast, we were together, like the first maybe like 3 to 5
5.
We've missed each other.
And look at us together.
Wait, let's show off the outfits first. Okay, wait. I'm going to back out.
Okay.
Should I stand? Yeah, give us a strut.
Here's the fit.
Ooh, yes, the all white.
Yes, the all white. Y'all already know. Let me just do some details here. So the hat, I ordered it online. Can't remember where. All the jewelry is from Amazon, including the belt. The dress is from Uptown Cheapskate. Okay, I was on a budget. Same thing with the shoes.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Okay, my turn.
Yes.
Okay, so I went with the all black outfit.
Oh, the fan!
Oh, yeah, you get your fan. Show the people your fan. Yes?
Not me, too.
We said we were unhinged.
Okay, this is the fan details, okay? Also from Amazon.
Okay, my fan. Right. I went with the all black.
Yes.
Fan is from Amazon. Belt is from Amazon. Mm. Earrings are from Amazon. The bottoms are from...
Oh, yeah.
I
love
Amazon.
Hey!
Boots are from Amazon, apparently.
Okay, so Amazon...
The top is from Fashion Nova.
Okay.
And the hat is from Etsy. And these are from TikTok Shop.
Love it. So yes.
Those are the fits. We're very excited. We're thinking we're going to get an upgrade.
Absolutely.
We're going for the upgrade. Okay, let's talk about the energy for the show. Okay. How are you feeling?
I am so freaking excited. I can't even explain how excited I am. It's probably going to hit me when I get there and like feel the energy, feel the atmosphere, and just see everybody from the Beehive just truly buzzing, honestly. Yeah. Even... when we were standing in line yesterday for merch, which we'll get into that later.
Oh, let's say now, 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Yes, but...
it was worth it.
It was worth it. We got what we wanted. But even standing in line for those hours, we met some great people, both that were in front of us and behind us. And everybody was just excited to be there, despite all the elements and all the things. We are just excited to be here. And I am so, so excited to be in the presence of Beyonce. We are going to be in the same room at the same time.
I'm so excited.
And this is the first time I'm seeing her ever in person. Mm-hmm. So this means a lot to me. And I will definitely cry. I have packed tissues because I already know how much this is going to be. This is going to mean to me. So I'm excited.
I'm so excited for you. Yeah. I'm excited for us. I agree. So everyone yesterday was super nice. And again, after you're like 4 hours and 15 minutes and stuff, like you're kind of grumpy. Gosh. You're kind of struggling. Mm-hmm. But the vibes were still vibing.
Oh yeah. Everybody was still super like... as we were getting closer and closer to the front, okay, everyone's like, it's a little edgier. I'm not gonna lie. At one point, 45 minutes until we got to the front, I said, I don't want to be here. I want to go back to the hotel and rest, and then just get ready for tomorrow. And Jess,
and
like,
I said,
no,
we can't quit this part.
No, we've already been here for over 3 hours. Yeah. We are staying, and we did, and we got what we wanted. So, merch haul coming soon.
Okay, let's talk about set list predictions.
Okay,
and maybe like. People like I really, really hope we get like a guest star.
I do too.
Like a Post Malone.
It's giving. So we're in Texas, right? And I've been. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these theories are correct, but I've been looking at her tour website.
Yeah.
And I'm matching up the stars with certain days, and this particular night matches up with her last night in Vegas, like her very last stop of the tour. So I'm like, are we getting a big show?
I hope so.
I don't even know who I would want to see. I just want to see special guests.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly who yet.
I'd be down with Post Malone, Shaboozy, Megan Thee Stallion.
Please, Meg.
The whole Destiny's Child.
All of everybody. Just bells and whistles. Everybody's out there. Yes. Gosh, I don't know. I'd be open to any of it.
Kendrick Lamar for their Freedom song.
I can see that. I don't know that he would. I don't think so.
We'll see.
I really don't. But it's a prediction. I don't think that he would. But like, if he did, I would lose my shit.
We would take it.
I will take any guest. I will take any guest.
No, we know we're probably not getting Miley. We've given up on hope on that.
Yeah, I know.
It's not fair.
It's okay. Fine. It's fine.
Okay, what does this album mean to you? Because Cowboy Carter is so iconic and it's different than a lot of her music.
Yeah, it's revolutionary. I think to me, it just is it's like a statement of like, okay, I'm here, I'm out here, and I'm doing what I want, and I'm here to stay. You don't give a fuck about what anybody else says.
Yeah.
It's just this is me. And everyone's like, oh, it's not a country album. It's like, cool. Well, I didn't say that it was. It's a Beyonce album. And that's exactly what it is. It's like she's unapologetically herself. And I live for it. I'm all about it. So it means a lot to me.
Well, the thing we've been saying all weekend is country, but like in a liberal way.
In a liberal way.
In a liberal way.
So it's country to that. Yeehaw, you know what I mean?
Yeehaw. Y'all come back now, you hear? Okay, what are you manifesting? Like, what is something?
That we get upgraded to floor seats.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because and like we're good enough?
We do.
I feel like we do.
And Mama Tina comes up and is, I know. And she just like says hello.
You too.
You too. I'm like, we're going. No. We're going. Not even like, we got to go.
Yeah.
Wrap up everything. We got to go. Manifesting some upgrades, but also just being around really good people.
Yes.
You know, I know I have a good feeling about the concert and everybody who's going to be there, but I just, the energy, I want to be surrounded by people who want to be there.
Yeah. Because we're technically like two rows away.
Yeah. We're not sitting together.
Right next to each other. But like,
I think we are and we aren't. You know what I mean? Same section, just different rows.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah,
for me, I would absolutely pass away and die if Beyonce goes like that and says, she's a diva. Could you? I literally put it on the resume, put it on LinkedIn.
I'm like, I have that on, I recorded that. That's me.
That's my profile pic. That's my whole life from now on.
I wish you would have made a sign and just, you know, held it up.
Yeah.
And then she'll, just something to call our names out.
No, you're the diva.
You're the diva. You're the diva.
No, you're the diva.
You're the diva.
Okay. Any last thoughts? And then we're going to come back with the post show, just response reaction.
I don't have any words. I'm just, let's do it. Let's go.
We got to go.
Yeah.
We have to go. We're running late.
We're running late.
Okay. We love you guys.
Bye friends.
We'll talk soon. You are now entering the after portion of this emotional roller coaster. Please keep your boots on at all times.
Hello.
We're back.
Ooh, what an experience that was. I don't even have any words, quite honestly. I'm still replaying the entire concert in my head. It was absolutely incredible. Like I have no notes. Like, if I'm being honest, there isn't really any one part that I was like, I think it's because this is my first concert of Beyonce in person. And so I truly was taking it all in.
Yeah.
And every emotion, every heart, every single detail down to the visuals was just, I have no words. So.
Agreed. I feel like it was the loudest concert I have ever been to. And I've been to a lot of concerts. It was so loud. Like I felt my heart shaking. It was so loud at some points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the visual storytelling, incredible.
Yeah.
I also really appreciated she gave all of us a moment to sit down in our boots to watch the visuals in between things. It was great.
And that was very strategic because she knew, she's like, listen, they're in those boots, they're in those heels.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, when I have visuals while I'm changing, you sit.
Yes.
So that was really, and I was like kind of watching for cues. And as soon as I saw people like, so I was like, okay, we get to sit. Yes.
Because it was, my feet are
throbbing. I was definitely standing like 90% of the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of like the transitions with the visuals.
Yeah. And dancing.
Oh, it was a turn up.
It was so good.
The way that I told myself that I was like, okay, I'm going to get videos of like a few different, like of my favorites.
Yeah.
And then just put it away and enjoy it. And while I did do that, I did do that. Like I did enjoy it, but I also was just like, mothers, there she is. I was so blown away. I was like, I want every single moment of this.
Yeah.
There's tons of video, photos, all the things, and I'm going to have to take a lot of time to go through every single thing.
Yeah. I honestly feel like also the thing that was the most incredible to me is like, I always knew Beyonce had an amazing voice,
100%.
But to hear it live and to hear how she belts, like every single song she's belting.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking, dang, like how does she like protect her voice? Because it's incredible. Beautiful.
I know. I'm blown away too. On top of that, her singing her older songs.
Yeah.
That she recorded when she was 30s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's so much life in between that. And it sounds incredible live.
So good. Okay.
She's amazing.
What was your highlight?
Okay, so obviously I recorded myself seeing her for the first time.
I can't wait to
and
see
I
that.
Was just like, so that was a highlight for me.
Aww.
Just because I was like, there she is.
Yeah.
And I was panicking because I thought I was going to miss it because I heard like the cheering and I heard things get quiet. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was outside of the actual like seating area. So I was like sprinting. And I had my camera out going down the steps and I'm like, dangerous, yes, because I definitely.
You got to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I had to, but I got in my seat just just in the nick of time to like see everything. So I was very happy about that. So highlights for me doing that, but then also seeing Blue, seeing her just, she's incredible. And how much she looks like Beyonce was, I loved that. But seeing how much love Beyonce truly does have for Houston was evident. And the energy in the room was unmatched. I've never experienced anything like that. I don't know how to describe it, but you had to be there.
Yeah.
So
I agree. For me, it was actually, which surprised me, it was If I Were a Boy. When she started singing that, I started crying. And I was like, why is this song hitting me so hard? It was like, I got super emotional during it. And I think I didn't know that song was even in the set list. I hadn't heard it in so long. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that was a highlight for me. And then there was a moment where I just took it in and I just looked around and everybody was just like dancing and vibing. And I was just like, I can't believe that we're here. Like, we're all here. It was just, it felt so good. It just felt like joy. That was my other highlight. I don't even remember what song was playing, but I was just like, wow.
Sitting and like watching everybody's interaction, I think, was my favorite part because everybody wanted to be there.
Yes.
Like, I just felt like we were surrounded by people who were excited, ready to see her. And I even said that. I was like, I just want to be around people who want to be there. And I have no complaints.
So. Loved it. We did not get any special guests.
No,
but that's okay.
I kind of had a feeling though that she wasn't going to. One, I know how she feels about America. I get it. But also when it comes to Houston, that she wants to just take Houston.
Yeah.
So we'll see if night two, if they get anything.
They better not. I thought we were going to get Destiny's Child at one point.
The way that they were doing visuals, I was like, let me get my phone out.
Literally, I was like, this is,
I know, I was like panicking. I was like, I sat down and I was like, do I need to stand back up? But I'm still very happy. I mean, it was a wonderful concert. 10 out of 10, no notes. Just, it was amazing.
Yeah. The other thing we should know is the malfunction that happened.
Yeah. So it was during 16 Carriages and she was in a convertible and it was lifted into the air and she's, you know, and mind you, she was on a horseshoe earlier.
Yeah.
And it was fine, you know, going around. So in the convertible, she like is going around and it stops.
It's flying in the air.
Right. It's flying in the air and it stops. And I was like, okay, that's an odd spot to stop.
Yeah.
Because it was just right in front of the audience. And it was hovering above people who were standing like in the pit.
And it was tilted. Like,
right.
Like,
it started tilting.
Like it was like this. And I don't know if it's supposed to tilt normally, it was really tilted.
I don't know that it was supposed to tilt that much. Because if she's like flying, if you're normally flying, it's not supposed to tilt it out. It's supposed to balance her like body weight and everything.
That's what I assumed.
So I think something happened. Middle of the song, you hear her saying like, stop, stop, stop. Like, I don't know exactly the words, but she yelled it and it caught everybody like, what is going on?
And they turned off the music. Well, they just like played like background music, but they turned off the main music.
And I was going on TikTok and I saw other like videos and point of views from people who were literally right there and like watching them bring it down. Oh, yes. They're quick.
Oh, yeah.
So they put it and they brought the entire thing down. They were able to get her out safely, which was amazing.
Yeah, everyone cheered.
Yeah. So then what is incredible to me is that she bounced back. She went backstage, probably fired some people, and then came back on and was like, I know if I fall, like, y'all would catch me. We're like, yes, Beyonce. Yeah. Like, of course. But.
And then performed her last song.
Yeah. And
that was it.
That was it. We're like, oh, wow. Yeah.
It was definitely scary. You could hear that she was shooken up.
Very much. Because she was trying to get back on to singing 16 Carriages. And
yeah.
You could hear it in her voice that she was like trying to like
get
it back. And she did. I mean,
amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so. that was our malfunction. I'm glad she's safe. I'm glad everyone's safe because if that would have fallen, that would have been really
scary. I was literally terrified because I was watching it and I was like,
right,
it doesn't look right. And then it stopped and I was like, oh my gosh, it's really, she's in it, but also people below her, that terrified me.
But she kept singing for a while in that spot. So I was like, maybe, I don't know, this feels weird.
Yeah.
And then she like just said, no, stop.
And I was like, oh no, this is serious. That freaked me out.
Yeah. So that was our experience with that. So people are talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah. Overall, it was amazing. More content to come. Y'all are going to be sick of us.
Prepare to be sick of us.
We interviewed some amazing people.
We did. Oh, that was also a wonderful highlight.
Yeah.
We met some incredible people.
Dressed to the nines.
Beautifully done.
Gorgeous.
I mean, that was good. I just loved seeing the outfits and the creativity and just the passion behind every outfit.
Yeah.
So you will see some of those clips coming soon. We're very excited.
Also, I feel like we have to give a shout out to our girl, Gigi.
Yes. Gigi, we love you.
So we got a Lyft ride on the way there and the Lyft situation was a little chaotic afterwards. And luckily she had given us our number and she gave us a ride afterwards and she was a vibe.
Yes.
So shout out, Gigi. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you.
Yes. But yeah, it was great. Okay. Well, we need to get ready for bed. It is It is.
It's late.
Almost 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired. Bye, y'all.
Bye.